Egypt's Christians weren't the only ones targeted last Palm Sunday. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to draw your attention back to last weekend where persecution took place, but the stories are surprisingly absent. And then we're going to want to share with you an example of how the church can partner with ministries to make a bigger impact than they would by themselves. But we'll start today in India, where five churches were raided during their Palm Sunday services or their pastors were attacked. Hindu extremists and government officials detained several of the pastors and a few others, accusing them of violating anti-conversion laws. David Curry with Open Doors USA explains.
What you have is an extremist Hindu group that is in power right now in India and most of the states and at the national level, the BJP party. And their agenda is as stated. It's public. It's known. It's on billboards and in news broadcasts around the country is to push Christians out by 2025.
The anti-conversion law is often only used against Indian Christians.
And that's how you can test these anti-conversion laws. It's a simple question to the Indian government. Is an Indian citizen allowed to decide for themselves if they want to be a Christian or a Hindu or some other faith? And usually the answer, if they're honest in these extremist cases, no, you must be Hindu.
So pray for believers' safety this Easter Sunday. But Curry also says,
continue to pray for people who persecuted Christians around the world. There are millions of them that during this Holy Week are going to be targets of violence, and we pray for their safety.
And in the last few weeks, Bangladesh has been experiencing a heightened number of terror attacks. With Easter quickly approaching, there's great concern that Christians would also be targeted this holiday weekend. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
The Christians are nervous because they know they are in the crosshairs of militants, and that seems to be a prime time for attack. So even though police or the military are raiding these dens of militants in Bangladesh, they're very well aware that perhaps someone was preparing to do an attack on their church or congregation during Easter time.
Charting Bangladesh's rise in terrorism, the country rose 9 places on the Open Doors USA World Watch List. So with terror attacks being imminent, would you pray for Bangladesh's Christians too?
We pray for their courage, for their stamina, for their wisdom in understanding and assessing the risks that their particular congregation may have. Pray that they would see the opportunities that God is presenting to them and take advantage of them for explaining the gospel to everyone who asks, why do you have hope in such a dark world? What is it that brings you light? What is it that gives you assurance?
And finally, sometimes to address logistical challenges in ministry, it's really best to partner up. Pastor Arellano of Jesus is Lord Fellowship serves in the United States, but he still has a heart for his people in the Philippines. There, he says, church plants in rural areas struggle to survive because of the lack of resources.
The number one problem in remote places and villages and barrios in the Philippines still is poverty and the lack of the job opportunity in the rural areas.
With a poor economy, pastors are hard-pressed to devote time to ministry because they have families to feed, too. So when Arellano heard about Farms International's microloan program, he was inspired.
And so we were just looking at how to break that cycle of poverty and to be able to give opportunity for them to alleviate their economic life.
It's been over a decade since Farms and Jesus is Lord started a pilot program in the Pangasinan province. Today, these interest-free loans jumpstart a sustainable income for families and support for church ministry. To learn more about this program, you can head to our website. And Arellano says by helping people financially, they're able to accomplish their main goal.
The very core of everything we do is discipling people, leading them into Christ-likeness.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could share the gospel by just cooking a meal in your kitchen at home? Well, now you can with the help of the special cookbook offered by Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, because each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. So get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.